From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Marty Johnson reporting a five-day ceasefire for Yemen beginning May 12th. Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir of Saudi Arabia made the announcement in Paris where the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers were meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The talks on Friday focused on Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has been leading a campaign of airstrikes against Shiite Houthi rebels believed to be backed by Iran. Speaking from Paris, Secretary Kerry.
On Tuesday at 11 p.m. Yemen time, a ceasefire will take place countrywide, providing that the Houthi agree that there will be no bombing, no shooting, no movement of their troops or maneuvering to reposition for military advantage, no movement of heavy weapons or others, that the ceasefire is conditioned on the Houthis agreeing to live by these commitments.
Again, the ceasefire is set to begin May 12th. Today's talks are also laying the ground for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next week here in Washington. The U.S. unemployment rate improved slightly in April, reaching the lowest level in nearly 7 years. Friday's report from the U.S. Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.1% to 5.4%, while the economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs for the month. Government experts say job gains were seen in business services, health care, and construction. Job losses continued in the oil industry, which had been hurt by falling crude oil prices. And the European Union said Friday key principles, including freedom of movement, are not negotiable in talks with Britain. A spokesman for European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said in today's daily briefings, the four freedoms are non-negotiable. This is VOA News. Pakistan says a helicopter carrying foreign and local dignitaries crashed into a school in the far north of the country Friday, killing at least 7 of 19 people on board. Among the dead, ambassadors to Islamabad from the Philippines and Norway and wives of envoys from Malaysia and Indonesia. IS Ghul reports from the Pakistani capital.
Pakistani authorities say the crash occurred as the Russian-made Mi-17 helicopter was being flown from the mountainous northern town of Gilgit to the nearby Naltar Valley. The Pakistani military says the two pilots and another member of the five-person crew are among the dead. Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Azaz Chaudhry expressed grief for the incident.
It was an unfortunate accident due to some technical fault in the engine of the helicopter when it was approaching the landing site. The nation of Pakistan is deeply grieved and deeply saddened on this unfortunate incident.
Several ambassadors, including Dutch, Polish, Malaysian, and Indonesian, are among those injured. IAS Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Lawyers for six Baltimore police officers facing charges related to the death of Freddie Gray are calling for the prosecutor to remove herself from the case. Lawyers filed a court motion today, the same day the U.S. Justice Department opened its investigation into possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department. The motion lists numerous conflicts of interest as reasons why Baltimore's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, should step down, including the argument that a lawyer for Gray's family is a close friend of Mosby. Other reasons are that Mosby and her husband, who's a Baltimore City Council member, stand to gain financially and politically from the case, that Mrs. Mosby has relationships with potential witnesses, and there's a pending civil lawsuit against her office. Europe and the United States on Friday marked the 70th anniversary of what was known as Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II on the continent. In his weekly address, which was released early for the occasion, President Barack Obama paid tribute to those who served in the war, calling them the generation that literally saved the world. Mr. Obama urged Americans today to rededicate themselves to the freedoms for which their forebears fought. French President Francois Hollande also called for unity, describing VE Day as the victory of an ideal over a totalitarian ideology. He laid a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, a ceremony that was attended by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as well. And the United Nations says it has received only 22 million of the 415 million it needs for the emergency response to the 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal. The UN chief in Nepal said it's worrisome. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news.